Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Twins tomorrow night against the Detroit Tigers right here on News Talk 830. No, Mike. No. Timberwolves, game five, right here on WCCO.
You want to start that over? We can start the segment over if you want.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3-2-1. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. You're home to the Minnesota Timberwolves and Twins. Tomorrow night, we've got a doubleheader simultaneously. Timberwolves will be playing right here on WCCO Game 5, 6 o'clock, the pregame, 6:30, the tip-off with Alan Horton, over on the Wolf, 102.9, the Twins and the Detroit Tigers. 6:30 pregame, 7:05, the first pitch. Corey and Dan with the call. Thank you. Joining us now, thank you, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Troy Bell, one-time Memphis Grizzly, first-round draft pick. They moved him right over to Memphis to play for Hubie Brown. And I ran Detroit the other night. I was speaking at the MYAS, Minnesota Youth Athletic Services banquet, and had a great time visiting with Troy and his wife. And before we get to the Timberwolves in Memphis, Troy, I got to tell you that MYAS banquet reminded me of how absolutely paramount and important it is that we get kids opportunities and make sure that everybody that wants to play has a chance to play on a team. Isn't that the truth?
Definitely the truth, Mike. You know, that, and first of all, it was a great event. Great seeing you there. Great to see just what's going on. They get the backstory behind what they're doing at NYAS. I actually didn't know three-fourths of the things that were going on there. It's amazing what they're doing for kids.
Yeah, because basically they're saying if you don't have a travel team to play on, if you're not on the AAU team, we're trying to make it so that if you want to play, you can play, right?
You know, giving opportunities to all.
Yep. Now, who was the first person that gave you an opportunity? Do you remember?
You, I don't know if you know John Sherman. Do you know John
Sherman?
Yeah,
sure. He's a legendary figure, yeah.
Yeah, so he was running all the traveling basketball stuff in my area back in the day. So I played for John Sherman for South Traveling. I was in the fifth grade. I was playing up. I didn't get any playing time because everybody ahead of me was better than me.
Yeah.
So I just kind of learned that whole season, man. But that was my first opportunity to play traveling
basketball. Who the heck was on that team that was better than you?
Well, you wouldn't know them, but they were like, they were from my neighborhood, most of them. And I'm telling you, Mike, they were better than me. I'm never going to lie. They were all better than me at that time. At that time. But then the next year, that's when I played with Adam Boone and Ben Johnson at for Washburn Traveling, and then we played the next 3 years together.
So you were with Ben and Boone together?
Yeah.
Would you guys run a three guard, or what'd you do?
Yeah, we ran three guards, and we pretty much won everything.
Really?
As far as traveling basketball went, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, what a shock. You and Ben Johnson, Adam Boone won everything. Hey, if you guys had gone to the same high school, you'd have won everything too, let me tell you.
Yeah, but Mike, we didn't know back then. We were just, you know, little regular kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam's done, he's done pretty well for himself as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. Adam's doing great, man. You know, went to Carolina to transfer back to the U. Now he's working for Cargill. Him and his family are overseas, living, doing their thing.
Yeah. Great kid. Hey, Trey, you mentioned you were a Memphis Grizzly at one time and a first-round draft pick into the NBA, and you and I were talking about this a little bit the other night, but when you watch Memphis and the Timberwolves trade punches, is Memphis clearly a better team, a little bit better team? Are they equal? What do you see?
I think the only advantage they really have is that they have some playoff experience from last season. I think they're very evenly matched. I mean, I don't want to, you know, go back into a depressing topic and talk about the game that we lost, you know, when we had to leave. But,
yeah,
I mean, clearly that was our game. So, we lost it. So, I can't say it's our game because we lost it. But, I mean, we were there. We were more than there. So, I don't really want to say that they're a better team. I just think they have a little more experience and we really dropped the ball on that opportunity. But, you know, it's 2-2. I think all Minnesota fans should be happy about that, especially the way they responded coming off that I don't even know what to say about it, but we'll just call it a tough loss.
Yeah, tough loss. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, Mike. You know, I want to be respectful because I'm a fan first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but I just have never seen one quite like that one before, you know? I mean, the Timberwolves ended up down by 12 points after leading by 25 in the third quarter. I mean, that's a 37-point swing that's almost impossible.
It is. I think we were all sitting at home just yelling timeout, you know, timeout, timeout, timeout. I think we all in unison across the whole state, and maybe even people that weren't even Timberwolves fans were just probably yelling, please call a timeout. But you know what though, Mike, the way they responded the next game, I mean, they showed grit, they showed heart, they competed, because a lot of teams would have folded after a heartbreaking loss like that. So the fact that they came out, gave it their all and got a win, you know, I'm proud of them, if that means anything. You know what I mean?
Yep. Now, Troy Bell, today I was out at Timberwolves, and Chris Finch was asked about, you know, the fact that, you know, they let Memphis back into the game in game four at the end of the game. And he said, well, I thought we went a little bit too much one-on-one, too much hero basketball in the last 3 or 4 minutes that allowed Memphis to get back in the game. So I didn't ask him this question, but I'll ask you because I don't know if there's an answer for it. If you're afraid that your team is going to go too much isolation or one-on-one in the last few minutes, can't you just call a play? Or is that, doesn't that work in the NBA? Can't you just say, to negate too much one-on-one and too much of this and that, I'm just going to call play 34 or whatever it is to ensure that we get, I don't know, the ball screens, the whatever? Or am I oversimplifying that?
You know, I don't think you're oversimplifying it. It's just that Memphis is a really good defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some like a lot, even when you watch the games, a lot of times they'll call a play for Cat, but the guy denies Cat so well that they got to do something else. And I think one of the advantages that the Wolves have is that they have so many guys that can get their shot off the dribble. Cat can get his shot off the dribble. Beasley can get his shot off the dribble. Russell, Edwards. I mean, we're blessed as far as having one-on-one talent, but you're right though. Sometimes too much one-on-one can be a problem. But then you got the 24-second shot clock.
Yep.
It's not like it's a high school game with no shot clock where you can just grind it out.
Yeah.
At the 24 seconds is short. So yep. Even if you call a play, someone's got to get a shot off pretty quick.
I guess. And you're kind of – at this level, the sophistication of it is they're reading too, right? And if you got the isolation you want, that's where the ball stops because it's your game now, right? I mean, that's just the way it works.
I mean, that's it. Even if you watch LeBron, you know, 9 out of 10 times, he's going to run a few pick and rolls until he gets the matchup he wants. Then he's going to go a one-on-one. But the difference with LeBron is he's one of the best facilitators ever. And he's like almost 6'9".
Yeah.
You know, not everybody has that kind of advantage. So all of us, I'm not putting myself in the category, but the normal players, they got to kind of take what they can get.
D'Angelo Russell. I mean, some games I go, whoa, are they lucky to have him? And some games, and he seems like such a cool customer. I don't think he gets rattled, but some days he's productive and some days he's not. Can he get his shot anytime he wants or is he not quick enough?
You know, that it's tough because, like you said, we've seen him be amazing one-on-one at times, and then we've seen him just look very average out there.
Yeah.
But he is an amazing talent, but he's not lightning quick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even last game when you watched Jordan McLaughlin come in, and he did amazing. 16
yeah.
points in 14 minutes, had the highest plus minus for the Timberwolves. He did an amazing job. I mean, to get a guy off the bench to score 16 to 14 minutes, amazing. But even you look at a guy like him, not the most talented guy, but he's pretty quick.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, when you watch him, he's driving by guys. He's doing a lot more things. I'm not going to call him the same caliber of player as Russell. It's not even close. But his quickness allows him to get opportunities that a guy like Russell can't always get. Russell, to me, is a guy that if his outside shot is falling, you got to contest it. And then that's when a lot of his mid-range sure. shots and his drives to the basket open up. So when his deep ball is not falling, it really makes him struggle.
Now, John Morant, obviously coming into this series, everybody said, well, it's all about Morant. It's all about Morant. It has not been all about Morant. He's had signs. I mean, he's done some good things. But the last two, he hasn't been that great. And for whatever reason, he struggles at target center. Does that mean the Wolves have done an outstanding job? Or is it that Morant falls short of what, you know, in an extended series? Some people even say, well, you know, physically he's not big enough for, he's a grinder, and now it's, you know, he missed a bunch of games during the year, but it's the end of the year, and physically he might be running out of gas. What do you see when you see Morant? Is it the product of great Wolves defense, or is it him?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I think that as Morant's career goes on and he develops that shot, I think he's going to be unstoppable. But at this moment, without him being a three-point shooter, and even if you sag off him, he can still get to the lane. He's that quick. But being that you don't have to respect his three-point shot that much, you know, you can kind of sag off him. And if you can get two steps off Morant and you're an NBA player, most guards are going to be able to slide good enough to at least contest the shot. And at target center, I don't want to, you know, make it seem like he's getting calls in Memphis, but let's call it what it is.
Yep.
In Memphis, he gets more calls. In
yep.
target center, I think they're playing it normal, and so he's not as effective, but I think it's mostly because of his outside shots just not that great.
No, I thought he was a better shooter than what I've seen.
Yeah, I thought so too, in college particularly, but, you know, all season, I think he was averaging 16 points in the paint, which yep. I think has to be some kind of record for a guard.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But being that we do have size, we do have athleticism, and you're in a series, so there's no surprises. I just think that without him being able to knock down shots and without the refs, I don't want to say bailing them out like they did in those Memphis games, but they kind of bailed them out a little bit. I just don't think that he's going to be able to be as effective. But don't get me wrong, I think he still had double-digit assists last game, which is still amazing.
Yeah.
But you know, but he's averaging, what, like 26, 27 on the season. And without giving him that, you know, it's just not the same John Morant. But that guy, Brandon Clark, is coming off the bench, and he is amazing.
Who are all these guys, man? Clark and Bane and, you know, and you're going, I guess I've heard their names, but until you watch them, this is what's fun about the playoffs, until you watch them in a playoff, you don't realize how good some of these guys are.
Well, to be honest, Mike, you know, we can't follow everybody, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you see who you see, right?
Yeah, you see who you see, but like you said, we're seeing him now all the time. I mean, but let's be honest. Bane, the last couple of games, is playing out of his mind. He
yep.
averaged like 18 for the season, but I mean, this guy is getting high 20s and 30s every game. So, you know, he's definitely on a whole nother level. And the Clark guy, what's so impressive to me is his flip shots in the lane. I mean, he's getting in the lane. He's 6'8", and he's still getting the ball over our extended defenders. And I think last game he was 7 for 9 from the field. I mean, he's been amazing for the Grizzlies and a nightmare for us fans and the Wolves.
Now, would you, if you're the Memphis Grizzlies, do you intentionally try to do things that will frustrate Karl-Anthony Towns and get him emotionally off his game? Is that a fair piece of a game plan going into this?
Honestly, man, I think that would have served them better pre-playoffs. I mean, I think Towns has grown. No, I'm not saying he's going to make all the shots, but I do think he's grown since the Clippers loss, and I think all the Timberwolves grew a little bit after that tough loss the other night. I think he's maturing at a rapid rate, and I think he has to in order for us to have a chance to even, you know, win this series.
How difficult will Game 5 be, and do you think whoever wins Game 5 wins the series?
You know, I don't want to say that Game 5 is the golden ticket, because I mean, both these teams are competing. I mean, they are really, they're leaving it out there. They're really competing. But it is going to be a huge game. For I think from a morale standpoint, I think it's going to be a huge game. But I don't – I think the toughest part is going to be Morant's back at home. And the refs – and in my opinion, the refs has kind of showed a little more favoritism towards getting Morant to the free throw line in Memphis.
Mm. Who was the best player for Memphis when you played there?
Oh, Pau Gasol.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was Pau Gasol, no question. He was, I think, matter of fact, after my first year, he had just signed his $86 million deal, which was huge back then in 2004.
Still pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it's still great. It's still
he
great.
Was so good, you know, the Lakers got him, yeah.
Yeah, but you look at a guy like Trae Young, who's on a 203 for five right now. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep,
the money is much different now.
It's much different. It wasn't bad back then. Hey, Troy, we got to do this again. Fun visiting with you. Hopefully they'll keep playing in the playoffs and we'll keep talking.
For sure. Thanks, Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.